I'll be speaking to the souls of men, those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chosen for them. Welcome, bienvenue, and no episode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B, aka Gaston Lucien Lebanon, and aka The Grand Wizard MC.
Boy, good.
All right. Yes, we are back. Excuse me, I'm back. Today's episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on this day, 2025. October 2025. Oh, really? It's been that long. Okay, October 19, 2025. Damn. Wow. Like, I can't read a date anymore. Today's episode is also rated R and F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. This podcast ain't for you. Now, like we always do, I want to send a shout out to all you listeners. And let's start out by an applaud for yourself. Yes, it's just a tradition. I'm applauding you, but at the same time, I'm encouraging you to applaud yourself, because if you're my target audience, you're the kind of person who applauds everyone except his own self. And if this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. Yay! Yeah, what's that? You clicked on this podcast by mistake? That doesn't matter. What does matter is that I hopefully say something on this episode that resonates and allows us to make history. ShutUpPodcast.com is the website, and ShutUpPodcast411 at gmail.com is the email address. In case the spirit moves you to contact me, so those are my contact info. I want to remind another reminder that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green. With the red, black, and the red, blue. And today's episode is titled IMGP, which is short for It's My Goddamn Podcast. You know what? I meant to say episode 300, IMGP, which is short for It's My Goddamn Podcast. That's going to be the motto, IMGP. And today's feature thought, I will talk about what I've been up to, why there's been such a long delay in a new episode, putting out a new episode, and where the journey will go. You know what? I'm going to spend most of the time just like tapping myself on the shoulder for making it to episode 300. That's really what it's about. Not giving up. All right. But before we do that, I will feed you with some appetizer and give you some quotes and some randomness. All right. Quotes and randomness is a segment that, like I said, it's just a little quick intro. It should be quick. And share some quotes that I found online and just randomness. But for today's randomness, it's just going to be one thought, one randomness. And it's a personal thought that could have been a feature thought, but whatever. Let's start. Okay, let's start with quotes. Oh, wow. Damn, couldn't make up my mind. Today's theme is, or the theme for these quotes, it's all related to podcasting. I stole these from Buzzsprout. I nearly ended up on Buzzsprout, but I ended up with Castos. But that, whatever, man. I was looking for some relevant podcast quote about podcasting that I could relate to, and sorry, Castos, they had them. And here we go. Here we are. Let's start. So first one is by, maybe I should I should have Googled. For full disclosures, I did not Google these authors, And here's hoping that they're not problematic. And I put this up because the last quote I'm going to share is by a problematic character. And this is going to be one of those situations where it's the message, not the messenger type of thing. But anyways, you'll get it. All right. So first one goes, this one is by Sarah Koenig. All right. Okay. Podcasting is a medium that allows anyone to share their voice and their message with the world, and it's changing the way we consume and create content. Second one goes, growing your podcast audience isn't just about reaching more people. It's about connecting with the right people who resonate with your message. Jordan Harbinger. The real value is the conversations and relationship built from your podcast. VFAT Cohen. Dave Jackson says, success in podcasting is a journey, not a destination. Embrace the process. Learn from your experience and celebrate your wins along the way. Thank you, Dave Jackson. And that's what we're saying about 300. And on this podcast, we do encourage celebrating milestones, even the small ones. Next one goes, I think there's a big overlap between people who really get into podcasting and get into audiobooks because it's just wonderful. They kind of fit the same niche in our lives. Jack Reisinger. I'm probably mispronouncing this person's name. Reisinger. R-H-Y-S-E-D-E-R. And the last one, now, full disclosure, problematic. I do not like this person at all. At all. The person who I'm about to read, do not like this person. But this quote is on point, and I'm only acknowledging this human being as another podcaster. But again, full disclosure, talking about that, I'm talking about Joe Rogan. And he said that his quote goes, the beautiful thing about podcasting, it's just talking. It can be funny. It can be terrifying. It can be sweet. It can be obnoxious. It almost has no definitive form. In that sense, it's one of the best way to explore an idea, and certainly much less limiting than trying to express the same idea in stand-up comedy. Much less. Yep. Agree. I agree. That's the one. The reason I'm sharing is because it resonates so much. It's podcasting has become like an extension of my comedy. Quick history. I started out in comedy. Wait, what came first, comedy or podcasting? I can't remember. I gotta look it up. But let's pretend. I think it was podcasting, and then comedy. And I was doing comedy. I was really good at it, but towards the end, I was starting to feel like the real me was not on that stage, and it bothered me. And then podcasting, and I think that's why I've been holding off on doing comedy, because because podcast has allowed me to bring out the real me. Comedy, I think that's probably what scares me. Is what I'm going to get on that stage and no compromise. Basically, I got to treat this stage like I treat this podcast and say, it's my goddamn podcast. All right. Okay. All right. So that's it for quotes. Let's jump into some randomness, and by one randomness. And let's kick it off with.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right. So, before I get to feature thought, I was just thinking about randomness. I was not sure if I was going to record today. Sorry, gang, I got a pinched nerve in my shoulder, and it's like every time I move weird, it reminds me that, hey, I'm here. Bah, take this pain. All right, so I wasn't, I had prepared the show last week. But Sunday came by and it got late, and I'm like, exactly like today, it got late, and I'm like, you know what? No, I'm not going to record. And enjoy this time off. Again, I'll elaborate about why it took so long to get back. But But I am thinking about how two things motivated me to get back on this to record today. Finally, motivated me, and the first one is a conversation I was having with a friend, and this friend reminds me of good friend. I'm going to say I'm a good friend, but we were having what we have in common, and this friend won't admit it, or they probably don't see it, but. Is when at the beginning of the episode when I said that you'll applaud everyone else except yourself, I'm talking about that kind of mindset. She's a good friend. She'll come through like anything you need, like when my homie calls, type of like Tupac, when my homie calls and everything like that. And she'll even catch me if I like start beating myself up, like, oh, this podcast sucks. Oh, I suck at this. I suck at that. Her natural instinct is to like say that, yeah, but yeah, you beat hard yourself or blah, blah, blah. Say all the right things to be like, snap out of it. But this same person won't, but if I try to do that, it's like I've never been able to, maybe I haven't reached, either I'm not saying the right things or I'm just not the right person to say, hey, you're beating yourself up. Like I've never been able to return that favor. That's what I'm trying to get at. And the reason I bring it up is because today we're having a discussion about doing things for a long time and not feeling like you're getting good at it. And because the conversation is fresh in my mind, but I remember listening to her talk, explain that about how a particular skill set, she was talking about how a particular skill set that I'm surprised that I still haven't made any improvements. And as I was like thinking of ways to convince her differently, I found myself realizing, but that's exactly how I feel about this podcast. Like, I was getting ready to find ways to lecture her about, hey, come on, look on the bright side, type of thing like that. But I'm realizing that whatever message I'm thinking I want to share with this person, I pretty much need to do for myself. And I didn't want to like just tell myself, I just didn't want to tell myself, okay, what I'm saying is I just didn't want to tell myself the right things and not follow up with actions. It's just amazing. It was just so. If I'm summarizing, is what I'm trying to say is, in my attempt to get someone to have a paradigm shift on how they perceive themselves, I find myself giving myself a paradigm shift. Sorry, sounds a little kinky, but a paradigm shift on how I see myself, and that's how I'm recording. Second item is I was listening to two of my favorite podcasts is 3GO and the Black Eye Ho Tips. And when I say favorite, I mean like I listen frequently, like they're on my frequently listened to. And one thing they do is, and I just had this realization, is how they discuss politics a lot. Not to say they shouldn't, I'm saying they discuss politics frequently, but they have the stomach to go through social media, get all this politics, because politics has been negative a lot, right? Getting all this negative bullshit from the world and talk about it. They'll joke about it. They'll share their thoughts. They'll say insightful shit about it, but they can handle it. I had to learn from myself that I have to be careful on how much news I consume, how much information I get, because just not that guy. I'm not that guy. Look, highly sensitive. The empathy is through the roof. I'm still learning. I'm still doing shit like managing emotions. Do you know what I mean? And I just, like I said, it's a comedy-based podcast. it's a comedy it's a comedy based podcast. So stick around for the jokes. But then the like on the Black Isle Tips, they have a segment called Politics Until We're Bad. Or they have a segment fucking with black people. And the way they're fucking with black people is they read the articles from the news. There were news articles, and it's a theme. And then they evaluate on how much they feel fucked with. Dude, the sensitivity in me, there hasn't been, it's rare. There hasn't been an article they shared, I'm not already like Dracarys. Everything's Dracarys for me. I always feel fucked with. And I'm giving you this long setup to say that I need to manage all my consumption of current affair, politics, and everything. But in a way that's healthy, in a way that's not too, I'm not saying I need to get rid of politics. I just need to say, I'm saying that I need to be careful. It's a conversation I've had with my therapist about that is, yeah, I got to be mindful of that shit. And that's why I've been, I'm grateful to have discovered an audiobook, and it's sci-fi fiction. And I've been reading it. It's called Red Rising. I'll be talking about that in the Feature Thought. And it's a series, right? And it's just been able to, like, I've been binging this shit. And it's just been a way that I've been, that, well, actually, I've been trying to say that it's allowed me to consume just a bit less of what's out there in the news. Problem is, I still have that problem of doom scrolling. I think that's the term, doom scrolling, being online and getting my dopamine fix from, like, I'll wake up in the morning or before going to bed. Sometimes in the middle of the night, I'll just get on my phone and I'm doom scrolling and, like, just getting the hit. And as I'm doom scrolling, the news comes in and it fucks with my mind, man. It just fucks with me. But I'm just saying, I've been struggling to get by in this world. This is what this randomness is all about, getting by. Now, I'm thinking about this podcast, how I've been trying to figure out how to advertise it. And I talk about how, like, so I'm thinking about this podcast. And one of the big factor or one trait about me is I'm a highly sensitive person. I'm not going to define it. I'm going to assume you understand what I mean by highly sensitive person. I'm not just saying that. Oh, you use a bitch. I mean, no. I mean, by your standard, maybe, but highly sensitive. I'm like literally like there's. I process the world differently from the average human being, and it's not just me. There's other people like that. There's actually a book written about it. Anyways, I'm a highly sensitive person, and most podcasts out there, or that I've seen, who when they talk about the fact that it's the theme is being a highly sensitive person, they never discuss politics. Politics is a separate issue. And I get it. I get it. But for me, I'm trying to make a podcast where that allows me to be authentic. So you got I called it life and politics. So I got my life. I got the fact that I'm highly sensitive. I got I'm a black person, former Christian. All these traits about me. And I talk about politics every once in a while. It's been a struggle to figure out what category I should place myself in. And a lot of what I'm saying is just a lead up to Feature Thought. So I'm just going to end this with that and conclude and say this is the end for Feature Thought. I mean, for randomness, let's jump into some Feature Thought. But before we do that, I'm going to take a quick break because I can hear my washing machine right now. I'm going to take my clothes out. But I'm going to take a quick break, and when I'm back, Feature Thought. I wasn't going to do randomness today. I just, I'm freestyling, man. And again, it's my goddamn podcast. It's my goddamn podcast. All right. Okay, so check this out. I am going to, I wrote down three questions. I'm laughing because I initially thought of doing like, you know, for those of you who heard Biggie Smalls, Give Me the Loot, when he does two voices. Or he does that on Give Me the Loot and Warning. Like, hey, be black. Anyway, so I was gonna ask these questions like interview style, but fuck it, man. It's a little too silly. So whatever. I'm creative, but whatever. So three questions. First one is what I've been up to. What I hate about doing podcasts and what's the plan? Actually, the two questions is what I've been up to and what's the plan. But and you'll see how why I hate podcasting kicks in. Okay, so all right, so what I've been up to? I'll be straight up and honest. When I hit episode 299, I told myself I was going to take a 2 week break, and 2 week break turned into what, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? It took a while. I was thinking of even going longer, and I've just been enjoying the break, honestly, man. I've been enjoying my son. You know, I record on Sundays and Wednesdays, and it's mainly Sundays. Actually, there might not be an episode this Wednesday because I'm still getting into the rope of things. I might be just releasing one episode per week, and then I'll ease into two episodes per week. We'll see. We'll see how it goes, man. But it's my goddamn podcast, so I can do whatever I want. And the reason why Sunday's a big deal for me is because I'm an ex-preacher kid. And when my dad opened up a church, so I spent all my Sundays helping out at the church. And it's fucked up. At first, it felt like I was doing like the Lord's work. And towards the end, it just felt like bullshit. But that's not the point. What bothered me is having my Sundays occupied by something I didn't believe in. It bothered me. And once I left the church, I told myself I'm never doing that shit again. And by the time I hit number episode 299, I was starting to feel like, yo, my Sundays are being occupied again by some bullshit. Which is wrong. It turns out that I just needed some time off from the wedding, from this marriage. turns out I just needed a break. And it helped out because I'm realizing as I'm talking to you, as I'm talking in this microphone, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying myself again. I've rekindled the love. So yeah, so I've been chilling and enjoying my break. I'm enjoying my free Sundays. I've been reading. I read the book, and I'm very likely going to make an episode about it. I read the book 107 Days by Kamala Harris. Very insightful. Yo, when that book came out, I got it immediately because I've always been curious about those days when she ran for president. And I didn't know there were people out there saying she didn't run a good campaign. Fuck you. Fuck you. I was impressed by she had a little amount of time and she did, to me, I felt was she did a great job. It was an excellent job. Unfortunately, it didn't give her the results she wanted, but no one can say, at least I'm not one person to say that she didn't put up a fight. Fuck that. Go figure, right? It's kind of like this podcast. You know, it's reminds me of one of the reasons I hated school. I loved to learn. I loved learning, but I hated school. Because I felt like school was constantly calling me stupid. And the reason, like, now that I think back, and the reason I felt that way is because, you know, my grades were, like, average. But instead of noticing how, you're picking up, or you are smart, or figuring that thing out for us, because I wasn't getting the results I wanted, because I wasn't getting like the validation that I wanted, I was telling myself I was something must be wrong with me. Reminds me of a few comics that a few people in the comedy club of comics who were fucking hilarious. They were hilarious people, but they were really caught up on results. Not to say that it's bad, but I'm not dissing for being caught up on results, but they would take it as maybe I'm not that good. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you, man. When you come on stage, I look forward to it. I'm cracking up. I mean, I'm laughing my ass off. It's unfortunate you didn't win that contest. It's unfortunate you're not headlining all over the world, selling out arenas and things like that. But you know what's funny is as I'm saying this, I had the same problem too. Because I'm not seeing the results, so something must be wrong with me. Do you know what I mean? I guess I haven't figured out how to balance results. I mean, you got to get results for sure. For sure. You know, you can't be like, yo, I'm the greatest, like Trump out there saying, yeah, ever since I became president, inflation has gone down, jobs has gone up, and the results are saying differently. I'm not trying to talk about that, but I'm talking about the people who are like Kamala. She ran a fucking great campaign on a small amount of time. But I didn't know, but apparently there are people out there, well, it couldn't have been that great. She didn't win. I mean, come on. I was just listening again, three GO podcasts. They were just talking about that. They making that point. And they were saying, yo, Trump ran a shitty campaign. He still won. I don't know. I it's one of those things I need to put down on paper. So the only point that I'm making is the only point I'm trying to get at is putting up a good fight. Putting up a good fight, pretty much. It's like I was watching The Matrix. Yeah, putting up a good fight, and the point I'm making is do your best. That's the line I'm about to spit a line from by Outkast, and CeeLo sings the line. He goes, "You got to realize that the world is test. You got to do your best and let God do the rest." Pretty much, and that means sometimes that I'm okay. I'm thinking of when I used to be a sound technician in the church. And I noticed this pattern is the people who showed up, like dealing with musicians, the musician who showed up late, unorganized, talking about, hey, oh, fuck, man, I just woke up from I'm hungover. Here's my disc tape. Here's my cassette tape. Like, don't show up for mic checks. They were the least organized people. They were not taking, you don't take them seriously. Like, they were like jokes. But get them on stage and they like ripped the crowd. Like, they were talent musicians. And then on the flip side, you got the people who like everything was well organized, they had their cassette tape, they showed up on time and everything like that, and they get on stage and they're like, eh, whatever. They're mediocre. I'm talking about that dynamic. It's the people who like it's like the people who show up to class and they got F's on their report card, but when you talk to them you find out that, oh shit, you're actually intelligent. That's what I'm trying to talk about. So it's like when the results don't serve as evidence to whether you're intelligent. So anyway, whatever, man. That's read. Oh my God, that was a long chapter to say that. 107 days. I'm grateful I had read that book. And yeah, she did put on a good campaign, as far as I'm concerned. I've been reading aside from regular television, but the parts that are significant, I've been reading the book, I've been listening to the audiobook of the Red Rising series, and holy fuck, it's good. That quote that I read earlier, how'd it go? It goes, he was a good man, but good men die. To free them, to protect them, we must be savages. So give me evil, give me darkness, make me a bloody damn devil, if we can bring even the faintest of ray of light. Okay, now I am not going to tell you which character said that, but this is in the Golden Sun book. Once you hear it, it will make a lot of sense. It's just a powerful quote. That's my point. Anyways, Red Rising finished the second one, Golden Sun, and now I'm about to get into another one, the last book called, not the last book, but third book called, is it Morning Star? Sorry, I just downloaded the book, so I'm not sure if. Morning Star. Is it Morning Star the Devil? Anyway, that's kind of interesting. Well, it's interesting. So another book, audiobook that I'm listening to is The Prophecy by, and I believe, what's her name? I believe Kerry Washington is the executive producer on it. Anyway, she's the main actress on there, voice actress on there. And the story's kind of corny because it's like, no, that's not true. That's not true. It's interesting. The podcast is well produced. The podcast is well produced. The audiobook is well produced. And they do a good job, like, keeping suspense. But the story, I don't, because essentially what it's a modern day retelling of the story of Jesus. And instead of Jesus, and it's like, suppose like the Bible didn't tell stories of what happened, but what will happen. My point is, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting. A lot of suspense, and I've been enjoying it. I'm not saying it's the greatest. It's not a My point is audiobooks. I've been drowning myself in audiobooks, and which is another reason why I haven't been podcasting as much. And the last thing of what I've been up to is I've been trying to fall in love with podcasting. Turns out, and this is where my list of what I hated about podcasts. So I've been taking, like, during my time off, I've been relaxing, chilling, reflecting, and I made a list of things that bothered me about having a podcast. And first one on the list is, there's times where I don't feel inspired. I have a feature thought. My least favorite episodes are the ones where I'm not inspired by whatever I want to talk about. And I'm considering just don't podcast. I don't know. On one end, I want to discipline myself to put a podcast out every week. But on the other end, if I'm not inspired, I don't, whatever. I'm giving you these problems while also saying that I've also reflected on ways to work around them. The next one that came to mind was planning and execution. Two things is I was getting tired and annoyed of, planning and execution. So planning is sometimes I plan for an episode that I'm not inspired by. And execution, and this is the tough one, execution. There's been time where I've done episodes that I've hated. It's not the content I've hated, but my mind, I would get into my mind. I would listen to my own voice. It would drive me nuts. And I would just like, I enjoyed talking, but I didn't enjoy the recording. And if I'm honest, I would compare it to, it felt like taking a shit. Stop. Did I tell you this is a safe space for my thoughts? Yeah. It felt like taking a shit. And you don't share shit, you flush shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, there's been episodes where here's the thing. I'm not telling you they were bad. I just felt like I did. And, well, it's not that they were bad, but it's more like I would catch, like, my ums. I would catch, like, some mouth noise. I would catch just little shit. Like, I'd be a hella critical of myself. Like, I'm very mean to myself. And I'm realizing, and I realize the workaround for that is essentially developing the habit of not being so mean to myself, not being so hard on myself. Because there's no such thing as a perfect episode. And the practice is accepting that. Planning, editing, and not enjoying the sound of my voice. Podcasting has been feeling like, okay, I already said that, taking a shit. You don't share shit. You know, that's kind of funny. And probably the toughest part, or the meanest, the worst out of all the sins that I just, what I hate about podcasting, or probably, this last one is the sin. Constantly comparing myself to other podcasts. That's been hurting me. It's like, yo, I'm on episode 300. When they were at episode 300, they had X number of people. And that's not me. That's a problem. So two things to start practicing is definitely off the cuff is not being so hard on myself and not comparing myself to other podcasts. What's the plan? So I put three things. So first one is practice not being so hard on myself. Good for you, B-Black. Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm giving myself a... Yay! I didn't realize that I wrote that down. Practicing not being mad at myself. I found ways to... I'm going to sound like I'm at work, to optimize, to streamline the process of creating and publishing, everything in between. So from planning an episode to publishing, finding a way to simplify shit. That's actually something that bothered, that got me in the previous edition of Shut Up Podcast. I had complicated the edit process, and I'm realizing that I need to go back to the drawing board and simplify shit. So I found ways to make it easy. But of all the things that I did to correct my podcast, I'd say this is the most important thing, is I've identified my listeners and I'm going to target them. And what I mean by identify my listeners is the mistakes that I've made on this instance of Shut Up Podcast and the previous instance, the Old Testament edition of Shut Up Podcast. This is the new edition, the New Testament. In both cases, I never had an image of who I was doing, who would have interest in this kind of podcast. The only image I had in my mind was everyone who would hate it. And not the people who would like it. Like, there was no belief in it. So I started, I guess that's what you call marketing. I've put a lot of thought into this. And I'm going to read their profile. I thought it through. Before I do this, as I'm thinking about some of my favorite, I was going to say all you plus size models out there. But I'm going to say some of my favorite plus size models. I don't fucking know. All you plus size model out there. Who, like, I think I need to interview one of you on this podcast. And the $1 million question is, how did you know you were hot? It goes back to results, right? How did you know you were hot in a world that tells you you don't fit into the standard of beauty? Like, how did you know to take pictures of yourself? How did you know I would be out there being like, damn, I'm going to put this on my locker. I'm kidding. But I'm saying, like, there was an audience, there was a market for what you had to offer. I'm like, I'm fascinated. I'm talking about plus size model who, even before plus size was like, I don't know if plus size modeling has become mainstream yet, but I know that there's a greater acceptance now than there was before. So I'm fascinated at you women. I'm going with women because, you know, that's what I look at. Plus size model. How did you know you're out there? And I've been using that logic. I've been trying to use that logic to be like, I can't picture. Like, in my circles of friends, no one would be into this shit. Part of the reason why I'm talking in this microphone is because usually I keep the shit to myself and I'm quiet and I'm quiet and don't say anything. Because it's not just that I assume, it's because I've tried sharing this certain part of myself and it was automatically, I was never understood. How do I put it? I'm surrounded by people who either don't have the answers or don't understand a question, you know, and you just feel like you're constantly in your own world. But yes, here's the profile of a typical of Shut Up Podcast listeners. Here goes. The Shut Up Podcast listener, their mindset. They live somewhere between introspection and irony. They think deeply, laugh loudly, and question everything, including themselves. They felt misunderstood, like they're too thoughtful for small talk, but too funny for serious. When they find Shut Up Podcast, they think, finally, someone's saying the things I've been thinking, but funnier. What they're tired of: polished influencer wisdom that never gets messy, performative outrage and algorithmic hot takes, people pretending to have life figured out, podcast that sounds like brand pitches instead of human conversations. What they crave: authenticity that doesn't feel like marketing, someone who admits when they don't know, humor that cuts through the noise but still cares about truth, the feeling of hanging out with someone who's both real and reflective. Where they come from. They might be creators, night shift workers, deep thinkers, or regular folks who just want something real in their earbuds while they cook, drive, or decompress. They may not all share your Haitian-Canadian roots, but they'll feel the duality that sense of being between of worlds. Right. So the reason why I say they may not all share your Canadian roots is because I used ChatGPT to generate this profile. What Shut Up Podcast gives them? Permission to think out loud without shame. A laugh that sneaks in after something heavy. A reminder that reflection doesn't need to be pretentious. A voice that doesn't talk at them, but with them. And the emotional promise of Shut Up Podcast is you'll leave each episode feeling like a little more honest, a little more awake, and a little less alone in your contradictions. I would summarize with, my favorite podcasts are the ones that are both funny and give me something to think about. And that's what I'm kind of aiming to be. Now, the last thing I'm going to read to you is the trailer. I've been working on a trailer for the podcast. And what I'm thinking is reading in the form of a poem, form of knowledge, in a poem style. And this is a rough cut, right? Rough cut, but I'm going to share exclusive. I'm going to share it with you, all right? And it goes, let me try this. I didn't recite this in a while, but work with me, okay? It's my goddamn podcast, guy. Remember, goddamn podcast. It goes, my podcast needed a trailer, so I figured I'd give it to you like a poem. The kind of poems that don't rhyme, though. Shut Up Podcast is what I sound like when I'm not interrupted, especially by my need to people please. It's how I sound when I feel like I'm talking to someone who genuinely wants to hear what I have to say. That includes the feds. It's me behind my unnoticed silence. It's me quoting rap lyrics to make a point. It's me when I'm happy. It's me when I'm sad, angry, or confused and still figuring it out. It's me preaching. It's what I practice. Excuse me. It's me preaching what I practice, and what I practice. Excuse me. It's me preaching is what I practice, and some of my practice include watching porn or losing. It's me deconstructing. It's me not code switching and being insensitive to white fragility. It's me being a Gen Xer, introvert, highly sensitive empath. It's me saying stupid shit that I may or may not regret later. It's going to suck if I ever go into politics. It's me reevaluating masculinity. It's me being a cis hetero male who grew up middle class and still acknowledging his privilege. It's me being a preacher's kid turned ex-Christian. It's me being black. It's me being Canadian. It's me being black and Canadian. It's me speaking French, franglais, creole, and then switching back to English, likely because I'm emotional. Likely because I got emotional. It's me healing. It's me growing. It's me taking up space. It's my inner voice. It's my goddamn podcast. Shit, the more I read it, I like it. Yeah, I like this as much as I like my the first time I read my theme song. But yeah, anyway, so I'm thinking maybe I'll slap a beat to this shit and whatnot. But that's the trailer. That's the trailer. That's what you get for listening to an episode of Shut Up Podcast. That's what I aim for. So on that note, this concludes. Oh, no, okay, before I forget, I want to send a few shout-out to some, I'm going to call them influential podcasts. Podcasts that have influenced me into podcasting. And some of them I'm going to list are some that I may don't listen frequently, but still deserve like credit for like saying without them, there wasn't be me. Look, I just feel the need to give a shout out to some podcasters out there, right? Okay. So first one is the late, great Combat Jack. May he rest in peace. Tronilla.com. Le Podcast Détour, that's not no longer around. They used to be part of, she used to be part, Emily Nicola, she used to be part of Candleland. And, yep. Bodega Boys, another extinct podcast, but heavy influential. Now, podcasts that are still around that I listen to in order of, well, not in order, but I'll make sense, all right? So, Black Guy Who Tips, Three Guys On, The Mundane Festival, Rain On Your Parade, or anything by J.L. Covey, Trevor's Pad, local talent from Ottawa. I definitely, because he's a local guy, and he also does a lot of single episodes by himself, and that's where I was like, well, if he can do it, I can do it. yeah, Trevor's Pad, dude from Ottawa. He's, yeah, anyways, good, very good guy. Black Fat Fam Podcast. Black Fat Fam Podcast is if you hear me use words like taking up space, I shout out to them. And last but not least is Gnarly Girls Podcast. Shout out to them. And with that said, this concludes today's episode. And hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed recording it. Yes, tell your friends I'm back. And tell your friends that this is episode 300. It was kind of clever, the last episode, calling it This Ain't Sparta. It doesn't matter. All right, website is shutuppodcast.com. That's where you can find all my show notes and details. Any links that I've shared, you can find them there. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Before I end this show, I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue.
Who's that blue?
I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario and Télé Québec. I also represent and hold it down for black folks who say yes to Big Rube's question.
Are you an outcast?
This episode was rated R and F. The F was for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be done with Whitey, then fuck you too. Look, hey, I put emphasis. I do not give a fuck about white fragility. Thank you for listening. And remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace. I'm black, y'all, and I'm